We remember May 4th, 1970. We remember that image of an anguished Marianne Vecchio kneeling next to the body of murdered Kent State student Jeffrey Miller. We remember, too, the grim lyrics of Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Do we remember, though, what happened on May 15th, 1970, at Jackson State College in Mississippi?
No, I do not.
I unfortunately do not.
I can't remember it right now. I'm sorry.
That was Tiffany Richards, Malik Perkins, and Charles McNeil, mass communication students at Central State University. Accounts vary on why law enforcement was called to Jackson State that day. Students were agitated. Over several days, there had been reports of rocks thrown at white motorists on Lynch Street, a main thoroughfare running through campus. Even more significant than demonstrations against the war, racial tensions in Jackson were escalating. Just after midnight, city police and state troopers used deadly force against unarmed students gathered outside a women's dorm. A half-minute barrage shattered windows and blasted concrete walls. Philip Lafayette Gibbs, a 21-year-old junior, and James Earl Green, 17, a high school senior walking home from his job at a nearby grocery store, were killed. There is no iconic photograph, no folk rock anthem to remind us of what happened at Jackson State College. In the WYSO archives, though, there's an 18-minute documentary with phone interviews recorded with witnesses just hours after the shooting. There's no narration. The speakers, including several obviously shaken Antioch students, aren't identified. We don't know who produced it or when it aired, and some of the audio is difficult to understand. Even still, the tape is chilling.
But about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, they started moving all these guys in here, the National Guard, these armored personnel carriers and the highway patrol and so forth. They got them out there as if they were going to talk to them. And like one top faced the student and said something like, "Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention?" And the students turn around and face the cops, and as soon as they turn around, they open fire.
There was blood all on the first floor. And the bullets they used were so big that they penetrated through the brick walls and through the steel inside the dormitory and then went through the door. So evidently they were shooting to kill. And so on all five floors, there were bullets. You know, every last floor, there were bullets.
Dr. Kevin Magruder, professor of history at Antioch College, listened to the documentary.
It's very clear to the people who were there that it just made no sense, the whole thing. And in the context of Kent State, which also made no sense, the level of violence is just almost unbelievable if there weren't these accounts of it, particularly to bring those kinds of firearms to a college campus. It really sounded like the authorities were trying to spark something. And that's not necessarily surprising, but it's disturbing. I mean, when you really get to the core of it, it's even something different than violence. It's how life is valued, that black life is not valued in the same way as white life. So if black life was valued in the same way as white life, it would have been unthinkable to bring out the heavy artillery to deal with students.
A month after the shootings, President Richard Nixon appointed a commission to investigate campus unrest and the heavy-handed responses to it. That fall, the resulting report concluded that the Kent State shootings were unnecessary, unwarranted, and inexcusable. In the case of Jackson State, the extreme firepower used was found unjustified. But no one was convicted in the Mississippi murders. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
For me, and I'll set you free.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And nobody seems, nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.